Republicans on the legislature's Joint Finance Committee stripped Democratic Governor Tony Evers' proposed Medicaid expansion Thursday. It was one of a number of measures the panel rejected as members began acting on Evers' biennial spending plan. WUWM's Mayan Silver has the story.
It only took about a half an hour for GOP lawmakers to slice 131 of Governor Evers' fiscal and policy proposals, cutting $1.4 billion in spending. The biggest issue was Evers' bid to expand Medicaid to people just above the poverty line. The Joint Finance Committee voted against it 11-4 along party lines. Democratic State Representative Evan Goyke of Milwaukee urged Republicans to adopt that part of the spending plan.
This is a popular item supported by people of the state of Wisconsin, and every single day, it's getting more popular.
Democrats say the Medicaid expansion would bring $1.6 billion of new federal money into the state. They say it would help provide coverage for low-income people and also pay for other healthcare priorities. Wisconsin is one of 13 states that have not taken federal funding. Republicans argue the Medicaid expansion would push tens of thousands of people into publicly funded health care. Here's GOP State Representative Mark Bourne of Beaver Dam.
We believe that about half of the people that you are trying with this motion to force onto government-run health care are already partnering with the private sector for access to health care.
Republicans on the Joint Finance Committee also scrapped a laundry list of other proposals in Governor Evers' budget yesterday. The measures included Evers' attempt to legalize medical marijuana and decriminalize certain marijuana offenses, to raise the minimum wage, and to provide driver's licenses to undocumented immigrants. The committee will hold a number of other meetings to vote on portions of the budget before sending it to the full legislature. Mayan Silver, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.